Carol Fleming remembers a stroke patient who tried to drive herself to the hospital.
It was morning traffic time, and you know the city streets of Atlanta, especially downtown. As she was driving, she was becoming more confused. She did decide to pull off on the side of the road and call 911.
Fleming runs the mobile stroke unit at Grady Memorial Hospital. That unit was the first to arrive. Dr. Michael Frankel is the director of the Marcus Stroke and Neuroscience Center at Grady Memorial Hospital. He says the mobile unit has many of the special diagnostic tools the Marcus Center does.
The mobile stroke unit is a specialized ambulance that has a CT scanner inside it, as well as a two-way video connection so that we can see patients in real time and evaluate them. The purpose of the mobile stroke unit is to rapidly determine whether someone's having a stroke in the pre-hospital setting before they come to the hospital.
Because time is the enemy when you're having a stroke. The mobile stroke unit allowed EMS workers to scan the woman's brain on the side of the highway as traffic crept by. That was just one of the 880 calls the unit made in its first year. Fleming says the ambulance crew works from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. because research shows most strokes happen during the day.
Yeah. So we are dispatched initially through Atlanta 911. When a 911 call comes into Atlanta, Fulton County in particular, it is routed to Grady EMS if it's medical, and then of course to fire or police.
For now, the special stroke ambulance can only respond inside Fulton County. Dr. Frankel of the Marcus Center says the consequences when stroke victims don't get quick help are serious.
So paralysis on one side of the body, difficulty speaking, common stroke symptoms. As long as that artery in the brain is blocked, the longer it's blocked, the more likely there is to be permanent damage, and that will limit the potential for recovery.
Frankel says that's why the stroke ambulance also keeps a clot-busting drug called Alteplase on board.
The faster we can give the drug, the earlier we give it after someone starts having stroke symptoms, the better the drug works.
And the more quickly they could literally walk away from their stroke. The ambulance takes stroke victims to the Marcus Stroke and Neuroscience Center, where there is an intensive care unit for patients with neurological problems. Frankel says the Marcus Center offers its expertise around the state.
So we have a team of experts that are on call and respond to the mobile stroke unit when it is activated. They are remotely located. They are not traveling on the ambulance, but because of the way technology has advanced, we can see the patient in real time with two-way video. We can ask questions of the patient.
And the Stroke Center partners with community hospitals throughout Georgia and Alabama, too.
We're very excited about partnering with hospitals who are not a stroke center now and teaching them how to care for these patients.
Grady's Stroke Center plans to add another mobile ambulance soon. That means more people, like the woman who called 911 on the side of the highway, will get help faster when having a stroke. She was treated and released without any issues after just a few days. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.